You. Under no circumstances. Under no circumstances should you have to repeat that course.
Under the weather.
It's good to see you, Mary. How have you been?
Actually, I've been feeling under the weather recently.
Under warranty. Is this radio still under warranty?
Until further notice. The meeting has been postponed until further notice.
Up in the air. Her plans for the weekend are still up in the air.
Up to. 1. Roger was feverish yesterday. I'm not sure if he'll be up to attending today's meeting.
2. Should we call Marcia and tell her about the meeting?
I'm not sure. It's up to you.
3. I am afraid that Alan is not up to such a difficult task.
4. My brother is coming this weekend, and I thought the three of us could go out to dinner Saturday night. Any suggestions?
It's up to you. I don't know the restaurants around here that well, so you probably know a better place to go than me.
Up to date. You've been very busy this week.
At least now I'm up to date on all of my laboratory experiments.
Up to one's ears in work. Can you come over for dinner tonight?
I'm up to my ears in work, so I'll have to take a rain check.
Up to one's neck in work. 1. Come swimming with me?
Sorry, but I'm up to my neck in work.
2. I can't go with you. I'm up to my neck in work.
Upper level seminar. I saw you coming out of Professor Yang's office this morning. Were you asking for more time to finish your project?
No, I just had to get his signature to take an upper level seminar. I haven't taken the introductory course.
Upside down. This calculator isn't working right.
I think you've got the battery in upside down.
Used to. 1. There aren't as many trees here as there used to be.
2. They used to eat in the cafeteria, but now that they have an apartment, they cook at home.
3. Mary used to enter all the races, but now she's given up running.
4. It used to take Betty months to finish reading a book, but now she gets through one in a week.
5. The university library used to be open to the public, but now only students and staff can use it.
6. Laura used to drive a red car.
7. Carolyn's favorite sport used to be golf, but now it's tennis.
8. My cousin used to live in the city, but she's just moved to the country.
V. Vacuum cleaner. 1. My parents are coming to see our apartment this weekend.
Looks as if I'd better lend you my vacuum cleaner then.
2. I didn't spend 3 hours repairing your vacuum cleaner so it could sit in the closet.
Vacuum the rug. He vacuumed the rug and polished the furniture.
Vegetable garden. Did you see the hail yesterday?
See the hail? I watched it demolish my vegetable garden.
Vegetable stand. I'm going to the vegetable stand today. Can I pick up anything for you?
No, thanks. I just came back from the market myself.
Videotape. How long can you keep the videotapes?
If they're not returned by the time the media center closes tonight, I'll have to pay a fine.
Volleyball tournament. You've been studying so hard, I almost forgot to tell you about the all-day volleyball tournament going on.
W. Wait for. Are you still waiting for Bob?
Wait in line. 1. My brother has been waiting in the line at the box office since 5 o'clock this morning.
2. The cafeteria is short-handed, so we'll have to wait in line.
3. Get to the movie theater by 7, and you won't have to wait in the ticket line.
4. Waiting in line to copy just one page of an article wastes so much time.
Wait on. I thought the doctor said you should stay off your foot until the swelling goes down.
She did. It just makes me uncomfortable to ask my friend to wait on me all the time.
Waiting room. 1. I need to find a dermatologist. You're familiar with Dr. Smith. Do you recommend her?
Well, I've been seen by her a few times, and the best I can say for her is she has interesting magazines in her waiting room.
2. Last Monday, when I was at Dr. Smith's office, I spent over an hour in the waiting room.
Wake-up call. I hope I don't oversleep. I've simply got to catch the first flight out.
If I were you, I'd request a wake-up call from the front desk.
Wallpaper. The only thing that bothers me about my office is the wallpaper.
Warm up. 1. The band's just getting warmed up. Do you have to leave already?
2. Are you ready to go jogging?
Almost. I have to warm up first.
Warm up. I'm not going swimming in the lake unless it warms up outside today.
Me either. Unfortunately, I think it's supposed to stay this cold all day.
Watch the expenses. I've figured it all out. It looks like it'll take us about 6 hours to drive from here to Chicago.
It'd be more relaxing to take the train. But I guess we should watch our expenses.
Water the lawn. It began to rain just as I finished watering the lawn.
Wear and tear. Why do you always put on slippers when you go into your apartment?
It saves wear and tear on the carpet.
Wear out. Did you dance very much at the party last night?
Only until my shoes wore out.
Weather forecast. 1. Will you go sailing tomorrow?
Maybe. Have you heard the weather forecast?
2. Today's weather forecast is for more snow.
Tomorrow's is, too.
What a shame. Just as Sarah was opening the present, I realized the camera wasn't working.
What a shame.
What difference does it make? I don't know whether to ask Sandra or Carl to draw the poster.
What difference does it make? They're both excellent artists.
What's the rush? Quick, you go get the tickets while I park the car.
What's the rush? The train is pulling away from the station right now.
What's up with someone? What's up with Donald? I've never seen him so happy.
What's with you? What's with you? You sure don't look like yourself.
Stay away from me. I don't know what I've got, but whatever it is, you don't want to catch it.
Whodunit. When I want to relax, there's nothing like a good whodunit or spy story.
Why bother? I ought to call Joan and tell her about the meeting this afternoon.
Why bother? You'll see her at lunch.
Wildlife. How was Dr. Thompson's talk on local wildlife?
Willpower. I have no willpower when it comes to eating dessert.
Wind up. That's a long line. Do you think there'll be any tickets left?
I doubt it. Guess we'll wind up going to the second show.
Winter break. I heard you went skiing in Colorado over the winter break.
Winter vacation. Are you going home for winter vacation?
I've agreed to stay on here as a research assistant.
With flying colors. How did Ellen do on her ancient history exam?
She passed with flying colors.
Wool sweater. This has been an unusually cool summer.
Uh-huh. I actually had to get out my wool sweaters in August.
Word by word. Barry read the contract word by word.
Work on. 1. It's a beautiful day today. Want to go roller skating?
Any other time would be great, but today I'm working on a paper.
2. Don't you think the professor is giving us too many projects to work on?
3. This report is due tomorrow. Would you be able to work on it with me tonight?
4. Have you finished with today's paper?
Help yourself. I'm still working on yesterday's.
5. We've been working on this proposal for so long that my eyes are starting to blur.
6. I spent the whole weekend working on that chemistry assignment.
7. I think I'll go to a movie tonight instead of working on my paper.
8. Wendy is in the basement trying to repair the washing machine.
Shouldn't she be working on her engineering paper?
9. How come you're not working on that presentation anymore?
10. You were right about the puzzle you lent me last week. It really is a challenge. I want to try to get it myself, though, so I'm going to work on it a little longer.
11. I'm working on my thesis day and night.
Work out. 1. I'm having a problem getting the classes I want.
That's too bad, but I'm sure you'll be able to work everything out before the semester starts.
2. I thought you were going to drive carefully so you wouldn't get a traffic ticket.
I was, but it didn't work out that way.
3. Everybody said this astronomy course would be so easy.
But it hasn't quite worked out that way, has it?
4. I'm having a terrible time working out this calculus proof.
Work out. Good news. I'm not going to need surgery after all. The doctor says I can start working out again soon and maybe play soccer again in a few weeks.
Work out in the gym. 1. For the next half hour, we will work out in the gym.
too. I've been working out at the gym since January. I've been wanting to get in better shape.
Work overtime. Do you have to work overtime on your job?
Work schedule. 1. Did you sign up for a course that fits in with your current work schedule?
2. Have you heard the news? The manager posted this month's work schedule.
Worn out. I'm really worn out from playing tennis.
Wrap up. Do you think we can wrap up this report by 5?
2. We've been working on this proposal for so long that my eyes are starting to blur.
Why don't we get out of here? We can wrap it up later.
Write out. 1. Dr. Smith wrote out the prescription. Why? Yearbook. When will the yearbook come out?
You bet. Are you still planning to go to the concert?
You bet I am.
You can say that again. 1. That's an amazing sculpture, isn't it?
You can say that again.
2. This room is freezing.
You can say that again.
You know what? You can't even see the people's faces in these pictures. It's strange. I'm sure there was enough light in the room.
You know what? I bet you were using film for outdoor pictures. You need film for taking pictures indoors.
You said it. 1. Isn't it wonderful that Sally won the scholarship?
You said it.
2. Now that they have soundproofed the room, it sure is a lot easier to work in here.
You said it.
3. I get the feeling that Sally never really listens to me.
You said it. It is as if she were always using the time to rehearse what she'll say next.
You're telling me. This is the longest assignment we've had all semester.
You're telling me. We'll be lucky if we can do half of it.